Hashem, finish up the fifth parak of Tiferes Yisrael. Let's just do a quick review. Again, we're still trying to address the question of Ratza Kodesh Baruch Hu Lizakus as Yisrael. Right? How is it that Kodesh Baruch Hu, in his love for us, gave us so many mitzvos? If you love us, you would make it easier for us, Hashem. Seemingly, that's a better way for us to be successful. So we explained last time an amazing idea. And I was thinking about it a lot in terms of what we learned in the earlier prakim. So much of the earlier prakim was about Torah and mitzvos helping us to maximize our potential and to actualize our potential and to not get stuck being the imperfect Jews. Although, let me just mute those who are unmuted. So much of Torah and mitzvos is about being able to actualize that potential and to become the ideal version of ourselves. But the Maharal told us last time, and it's very much his shita in general, that as much as, yes, we want to do, and we strive to do, but there's a certain segula of the Jewish soul. What he said last time, ki ze misegulas nafsham shel Yisrael, right? The fact that the segula of the Jewish soul is that we are somehow automatically prepared to study Torah, and that means that even if you know, a particular Jew, and we'll develop it further tonight, even if a particular Jew doesn't practice Torah properly and doesn't actually fulfill the Torah properly, the very fact that the Jewish soul is created, intrinsically capable of living a life of Torah and mitzvahs, that itself is a merit. And the Maharal brought as examples, Rachmana Litzlan, a child who dies young, never had a chance to do mitzvahs. Why does the Gemara say that such a child is a Ben Olam Haba? Or how about the fact that some of us are in Gullus, and there's certain mitzvos we can't do? So are we to say that that because of that it's impossible to achieve perfection? It must be that while we try to actualize that potential, there's a certain inherent quality of the Jewish soul, misugulas nafshim shel Yisrael, that allows us to be worthy regardless of particular performance. Okay, so let's develop that further tonight and finish the parak. Va'afilu im tomar, everyone can see it on the screen. Va'afilu im tomar kamashmo, and even if you'll learn it kapshuto, that Hashem gave us a lot of mitzvos, and it's not just like we learned last time, the theoretical fulfillment of mitzvos that makes us worthy, but if you'll learn it kamashmo, that you actually have to do a lot of mitzvos to be successful, then lo kashamidi, I still have no problem, says the Maharal. Shehare ein lomar shiyitin lehem ma'at mitzvos. Because it would be unfair to assume that Hashem gives us a very simple responsibility or a simple list of responsibilities and the reward should be very great. That doesn't seem honest. That doesn't seem just. It wouldn't be yashar for Hashem to give us a simple task and to give us a great reward. As we know from the end of Pirkei Avos, ki lefum tzara agra, in accordance with the tzar is the reward. So if I'm not willing to work hard, how can I get a great reward? So mameila, if Hashem wants to give a great reward, it shouldn't be a shaila at all. We need to earn it. To say that we're going to do just a couple of mitzvos and to get a massive reward would be unfair. We need to do something which in some, again, Y613, bidyuk, I don't know. We spoke a little bit about 365 and 248, but why 613? I'm not sure. But I guess on some objective level, 613 is a sizable number. It's a number, and the details of what the Torah does demand of us is significant enough that if you do it, you deserve a big reward. Umikol shekein, lefi mashenes bar ki haTorah hu tzeirah v'zichuch Yisrael. As we explained in earlier prakim, that the Torah comes to refine and to purify the very nature of a Jew. Well, if he rove ha-mitzvah hu tzeirah v'zichuch shalahem, and in accordance with, again, to the degree that a person goes through the cleansing process, the cleaner they will be. There's a beautiful line from Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, in the first shar in Os Tes. Rabbeinu Yonah compares it to laundering a garment. Rabbeinu Yonah says, ki inyan ha-beged ha-tzarech kibus, just like a garment that requires cleansing. Ki ha-ma'at min ha-kibus yo'el bo lahavir ha-ga'al mimenu. If you have like a blob on your shirt, you drop some ketchup on your shirt. So you could take a knife, you could scrape off that superficial layer of ketchup, but there's still a red stain. But the more you wash it, again, sometimes, the more you wash it, the whiter it becomes, the cleaner it becomes. Ach lefi rov hakibus yislabin. says Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva. So the Maharal is saying the same idea here. The more mitzvos, the more cleansing, the more purifying, the more perfecting, and therefore im kein bavad de riboy ha-mitzvos tova lahem, the more you have to launder your soul in, the better and more shining your soul will be. Now, let's go back to part of our original question, because we're a little bit avoiding it at this point. Ve'im ata omer, harei yatza scharen ba'afseidan. We still have a question that there's still a potential of losing out, meaning, in achanami, if I choose to take the Torah and mitzvos and to launder my soul, so I'll have a very beautiful and clean and sparkling soul. But there's still the risk of what? Of choosing to do all the averos and not doing the mitzvos and losing out. Now, if you remember, the Maharal called that a suffix shakul. It could kind of go either way. But the bottom line is Hashem gave us the mitzvos. He obviously thinks that the odds are somehow in our favor. Even though the numbers, from a number perspective, the odds are stacked against us. There's more averos than mitzvos to do. So if you go back to the question and say, it's such a big risk to put me in a world with so many responsibilities, what if I mess up? If I mess up, I'm certainly going to be punished and I'm going to be held accountable. So why would Hashem risk it? So the Maharal says, well, we have to read the Maamar Chazal more carefully. Says the Maharal, if it would have said, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Esa Adam, if Hashem would have said, I want to give reward to a particular person, well, in Achanami, as individuals, some will be successful, and Rachmana Litzlan, on a revealed level, some will mess up. That's the Metzias. But that's not what Rabbi Hanani ben Akashia said. What did Rabbi Hanani ben Akashia say in the Mishnah? Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. So if it would have said Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Adam, then it would be a good question. This may not be a merit for any one particular person. Even if for this individual, he's a lazy guy, he's not able to handle so much, he's struggling. It could be a particular person in a particular situation is going to mess up and not be very successful. Again, on a soul level, we're always good. On a revealed level, individuals will fail. Aval klal Yisrael kvar amarnu lamala b'perek aleph, ki klal Yisrael muchanim mesugalim latorah. The Jewish people as an entity, we're going to talk more for the rest of tonight's shiur, as an entity called the Jewish people, were mesugal latorah. V'hu yisbarach noisein ha-torah l'chol Yisrael, v'hu zechus lahem. V'im yesh echad pore rosh ula'ana, Ha'olam nidon achara klal, says the Maharal. While it's true that there may be individuals who, paraphrasing the pasuk in the Tzavim, are pore rosh v'la'ana, who find themselves straying from the path, but for the Jewish people, as a tzibur, we're going to be successful. As a community of Jews, we can handle the Torah. It's interesting. We'll see later on in Mirtz Hashem, if we ever get there, in Perek Yud Zayin, the Maharal says, this is why the Torah could not be given to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because as awesome and as all-encompassing as their souls were, they were Yechidim. And the Torah wasn't given to Pratim. The Torah wasn't given to Yechidim, the Maharal says. It can only be given to a Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that remains true. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. As a people, the Torah is perfect. As a people, we're guaranteed to be successful. Will there be individuals who stray? Absolutely. But it doesn't say Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es, you know, Yankel. It says Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, the Jewish people. Nishmas Yisrael, the essence of the Jewish people. And therefore, Klal Yisrael Muchanum LeTorah Mitzvos Mitzar Atzmam. The Jewish people as an entity, the etzem, the essence. Atzma doesn't mean atzma, it means mitzar etzem. From the perspective of their essence, the Jewish people are absolutely worthy of Torah, and yes, even a lot of mitzvos is very doable for the Jewish people as a whole. U'mikol shekein she'ein b'mitziyah zeh ha-yachid, shelo ha-yachafetz b'mitzvos. U'mikol shekein she'ein b'mitziyah zeh ha-yachid, shelo ha-yachafetz b'mitzvos. And furthermore, it can't be that any individual says, well, how can I be obligated in Klal Yisrael's mitzvos? I mean, as an individual, it's not good for me. It's not a personal choice. Kidur HaTorah Amru Nasa V'Nishma, because the decision was made by our ancestors. The Dor HaTorah already said Nasa V'Nishma, V'Hadoros HaBayim Achareyim, Osa Asher Yomar She'ino Chafetz, Eino Nechsha Min Metzias. And for someone to come later on and to say, I don't want, too bad. You can't opt out. And if this sounds strange, by the way, we have to think about that this is true for everything in life. I didn't personally choose the laws by which American society is governed, but I'm bound by them. I never voted on them. I never opted in. I mean, I guess I could create an autonomous zone in my basement and try to, you know, operate independently, but we see how that's worked out in recent weeks for parts of America, right? So what does it mean? By what authority am I bound? Am I bound to decisions that were made by people who lived a long time ago? And the answer is that's part of the rules of the land. And the same thing is true. Alachas kam v'kama on the level of the soul. The Jewish people, the soul of the Jews, said Nasa v'nishma. And therefore, future generations are bound by that. Listen to the words of the Pachad Yitzchak in his writings on Purim, Inyun Yud Dalet. He writes, Klal Yisrael nechshav hu kekoma achida v'yachida. Rav Yitzchak Kutner writes, and Rav Funder's Torah is very much influenced by the Maharal, Rav Funder writes that Klal Yisrael is an entire singular entity. And therefore what? Just like an individual, kishem shekol yachid v'yachid yachol l'chayiv atzma al yedei kabbalah, just like a person can say, I, Moshe Tzvi, want to obligate myself to do X, Y, or Z, I accept something upon my individual self and it's binding. The same thing is true, says Rav Huttner, the same thing is true in Klal Yisrael. As a singular entity called Klal Yisrael, accept something upon themselves, it's binding. So when the Jewish people say, we want Torah, that becomes a binding reality for the Jewish people. And no individual can choose to opt out. It's not minamatzius, says the Maharal. There's no such thing as choosing to opt out. But friends, one more point. Ve'im kein bavadei chofet Hashem lezakus es Yisrael b'riboy mitzvos, and therefore certainly Hashem wanted to give the entirety of the Jewish people Torah and mitzvos. I'll just point out one other Rav Huttner that I'm remembering now in his writings, the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach. I think it's Mem Aleph. Rav Huttner says, this is the difference between ki'ish echad b'lev echad, like we find by the Jewish people, that at our Sinai we stood ki'ish echad b'lev echad, as opposed to you find by the Mitzrayim when they chased after the Jews, it was what? It was b'lev echad ki'ish echad. Very similar statement. What's the difference between ish echad lev echad or lev echad ish echad? So Rav Huttner says there's a categorical difference. The Jewish people be'etzem were one people. We're ish echad. We're literally one being. We're ish echad, like the Talmud Yerushalmi says, you can't take revenge against a fellow Jew because if this hand accidentally was cutting something and cut this hand, should this hand fight back? You're fighting against yourself. Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Nedarim. So the Jewish people are be'etzem. We're ish echad, and therefore lev echad. We have to try to act emotionally in accordance with that reality. By the nations of the world, it's the opposite. B'lev echad, if we have a common desire, then we come together as ish echad. But it's not inherent. It's not essential. So therefore, says Rav Huttner, we're bound as a Jewish people, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos as Yisrael, as an entity, we're bound together to keep the Torah, even though, yes, some individuals will unfortunately not necessarily live up to the full responsibility. But last but not least, says Rav Huttner, one more point. Va'od ki ikar ha-perish. Sheratza Hashem Yisbarach Lezakos Es Yisrael. Hainu Sheratza Lezakos Osam Bal Karcham Beribu HaMitzvos. Says Rav Huttner, the whole question is flawed. Such a modernish question to think that what? That because Hashem gave us a lot of responsibility, He doesn't like us. That's such a modern way of thinking, such a lazy way of thinking. Hashem loves us and therefore He wants to challenge us, like a good coach who pushes his players, Lahavdil, to maximize their potential. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted us to be our best. So you know what He did? He forced us to take on a big challenge. It's too much. It's too hard. Hashem says, stop whining and get to work. You'll see. You'll see that you can do it. Va'afim yesh l'chush shalo yikaimu ha-mitzvos. And even though there is a concern, maybe it is too much. Maybe it's too hard. Mikol makom Hashem Yisbarach Ratzah Lezakos Asam Bal Karchem B'riva Mitzvos. Hashem says, I know you better than you know yourself. Or as the Chafetz Chaim writes in one place in Shmiras HaLashon, such a beautiful line, Hashem loves you more than you love yourself. Hashem actually loves you more than you love yourself. Vashoalim, so therefore those who ask, Shairoi Lamaid B'mitzvos, those who ask the question, oh Hashem, go easy on us, if you love us, so make it easy for us. Choshim ki epsher lezakos b'miot mitzvos, what, you think you're just going to do a little bit and get a big reward? It doesn't work like that. Kamo b'riboy mitzvos, you think you're going to get a schar like a person who does a lot? Like we said earlier, davar zeh lo yikabel hadas v'yima'in haseichel. An honest person would know that that doesn't work like that. You can't work a little bit and get paid a lot. If you work a lot, you'll get paid a lot. Hard work, you'll earn a lot. V'heim davar muskam lefum tzara agra. Again, he goes back to the line from Pirkei Avos. This is understood that in accordance with the hard work is the gain. V'yizbar v'perach she'acherza. I'll explain this in the coming prakim. He's referring actually to parak Zion, not the next parak, but in two prakim for now, he'll come back to this. Ki ha-mitzvos heim tzira v'zichu cha'adam. Mitzvos cleanse a person, like we said before. V'yoser yesh lo tzera v'riboy mitzvos. And the more mitzvos, the more cleansing. V'mashi yesh lo b'miyot mitzvos. More so than if a person only had a couple of mitzvos. Ki zeu ikr mashanitna toro mitzvos. Shiyu la'odim pa'ulos u'maitim Hashem mitzarfim nafsho ha'chomris. Hashem wants to clean the physicality of our soul, to refine us. V'la'asos ha'nefesh zach v'nivdal, to make our soul purified and nivdal and elevated, right? To make it above this world. L'malam min ha'teva, like we learned in the earlier prakim. V'im lo kein mutar moser ha'odim min ha'behem ha'ayin. Because if not, how much different would we be than animals? And the answer is not very much. That's what Kohelis is telling us. Moser adam in a behema ayin. Are we no better than animals? The answer is we are better, so we need to work harder. Ki haya adam chomri tivi kamo behema. Naturally, I could be like an animal, but Hashem doesn't want us to live that way. Ve'im kein eich lo yeh davar zeh barur. Ki ribu yamitzos heim zchus la'adam ad shehu davar pashut betachlis. And therefore the Maharal says, out of Hashem's love for us, Hashem challenges us to work harder and to be better and to refine ourselves more. Like a father who rebukes his son to bring out his best potential. And if the son says, Dad, you're being too tough, Mikol Makom, the father says, I'm telling you, I'm doing this because I love you. He forces him to better himself. So it's not even a question at all. I want to end with a story that I just read once again. It was very recently on Chaf Ches Sivan. It was a little over a week ago. It was the yard site of Rav Gustman Zatzal. So in the art scroll biography of Rav Gustman, of Yisrael Zev Gustman, it tells a story of how Rav Gustman, when he was a young boy, his mother used to wake him up for davening. Listen to this. We'll end with this. Rav Gustman, Rav Yisrael Zev's mother would wake him up early to pray. When he protested, begging her, please, Mom, have mercy, she replied, I do have mercy on you, and that's why I'm waking you up for davening. It's because I love you that I'm dragging you out of bed in the morning. His father, Rav Avram Tzvi, once returned exhausted from a business trip. Before lying down for a nap, he requested that his children awaken him in time to attend his regular shiur. Seeing how tired he was, his children allowed him to sleep on. But when he awoke and found he was late for the shiur, he was very upset and remorseful. He told his children, if you had really had mercy on me, you would have especially awoken me for the shiur. That was the chinuch that Rav Gustman got from his father and from his mother, and it was really the advice of the Chafetz Chaim. Rav Gustman's father was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim told them with regard to raising their children, if you love your children, so don't let them sleep too much and don't feed them too much. Let them understand what's important in this world. Let them not get caught up in the cheap pleasures of this world. And that's exactly what the Maharal is concluding here by saying. Hashem in his love for us challenge us to be our best. And therefore, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael L'Fichach Hir B'Lehem Torah and Mitzvos. Okay, Gevaldik. An amazing, amazing Hezber.